Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting on the readings for the 24th Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year A. First reading will be taken from Ecclesiasticus chapter 27 verse 33 to chapter 28 verse 9. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 103. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans chapter 14 verses 7 to 9. Gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel chapter 18 verses 21 to 35. The theme of our reflection is unrelenting mercy was the price and is our loss. We have all been hurt and abused in one way or the other. In fact, those who live in hyper-polarized and conflict-ridden communities where the Lord's commands and His people are disregarded have to deal with men and women with deep-seated resentment, anger, and hate for themselves and others. Such men and women care less about the common good, the feelings of others, and they are unrepentant, manipulative, vengeful, power-hungry, and they can kill themselves and others to protect their evil deeds and territories. And so, my brothers, my sisters, how do we relate with those who steal our mandates, abuse us, and plan for our downfall? The psalmist, Ben Sirach, and our Lord Jesus in today's readings are offering us an unpopular, extreme, and to some, unrealistic solutions to the raised problem. The psalmist reminds us that the Lord, for and to whom we live, die and belong, alive or dead, says St. Paul in today's second reading, is compassion and love, slow to anger and rich in mercy. In other words, my brother, my sister, having been forgiven, healed, and redeemed, the Lord demands that our whole life and actions must reflect God's unrelenting mercy and love. Thus, for Ben Sirach, we have no future with our Lord Jesus without sharing His unrelenting love and mercy. He says, one nursing anger against others, or showing no pity for a man or woman like himself or herself, cannot then demand compassion from the Lord. Thus, Ben Sirach says in the first reading of today, forgive your neighbor and remember the covenant of the Most High and overlook the offense. I know, my brothers, my sisters, it is not easy to overlook that offense. However, in his book, No Future Without Forgiveness, Archbishop Desmond Tutu notes that forgiveness is neither easy nor cheap. It is not easy to forgive those who have taken everything from us. I mean everything. And yes, my brother, my sister, we have the right to be angry, to express our pains, and to demand justice, and if possible, go to court and not be ashamed of going to court to demand true justice. Nonetheless, as children of God, we must remember that our redemption was paid for through the death of God's only begotten Son. Thus, forgiveness is the price we must pay for self-liberation, for self-freedom, which slowly deadens the flow of resentments in our hearts, and it is a loss that prepares us for God's mercy in heaven. However, Saint Peter was right in today's gospel to ask our Lord Jesus how often we must forgive others. How often do we forgive those who have taken everything away from us? Some scholars argue that he wanted to know how long we must continue to postpone vengeance. Yes, we agree with Saint Peter that some offenses are truly great, hence vengeance and retaliation become respectable reactive emotions. However, that path, I repeat, is costly and leads to violence which devours both the abuser and the victims. Thus, my brother, my sister, the easy way out is to seek peace by learning to walk away, learning to walk away from that problem, learning to think before speaking, release the energy of pain via exercise, accept to let go, and learning to forgive by learning from the experiences of others. Yes, the task of mercy is not easy, but we can learn through the help of the Holy Spirit. We must allow the Spirit to help us, to teach us how to forgive, and to help us remain in God's love, and to help us to teach others to do the same. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. Saint Michael the Archangel, pray for us and help us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.